What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 12 of the Next Man Up Injury Podcast, where we dive into all the injuries from the prior week of the NFL and hopefully grant you some insight onto what players will be stepping up in the injured player's place. My name is Matthew Walters. I'm riding solo today as I could not be joined by Eric Crail, who had to attend to some personal matters. But we had a great week in the NFL. The Jets finally got a win. Zach Wilson finally looks like he was worthy of being the number two overall pick. I went 10-3 in my leagues, even though Davis Mills tried to sabotage me by getting -5 in one of those leagues. My bad. I should have known not to play him, even though it was a super flex league. But guess what? You're not here to hear me talk about my fantasy teams or to gush about the weekend of the NFL. You're here to learn about some injuries. So let's get to it, and let's start with arguably the biggest fantasy-relevant injury of the weekend, and David Montgomery. So David Montgomery injured his knee during the game this weekend. It has already been reported that it's a knee sprain. They haven't given what ligament it is. Based off the limited video evidence that I found, I would make an educated guess of MCL, but that has not been reported. But it has already been reported that he will miss 4 to 5 weeks. Now, this is a big blow to fantasy managers, as David Montgomery was averaging 15 PPR points per game and was sitting at running back 11 on the year. So he had been being used as fantasy managers as an RB1. Now, what makes things interesting is the next man up for him is Damian Williams, who also was injured in the game on Sunday, but luckily it appears that he just has a thigh bruise and should be good to go going forward. Now, that's who you want to be picking up in redraft, but if you have deeper benches, another one to keep an eye on is Khalil Herbert, especially in dynasty leagues as well. He was a 6th-round pick of the Bears. Right now, he's been mostly handling return duties, but the Bears just traded for Jakeem Grant from the Dolphins, whose main duty is returning kicks. So this leads everyone to believe that Khalil Herbert now steps into that second role. Now, if Damian Williams goes down for some reason, Khalil Herbert should step into that role. Some other injuries to the running backs this week. We had Tony Jones Jr. for the Saints, who injured his ankle and is already being reported that he'll miss multiple weeks. Now, it is interesting because while Dwayne Washington looks to be the running back that will move into that RB2 role, personally, I believe it'll be more Taysom Hill now getting rushes behind Alvin Kamara. We saw it on Sunday. Taysom Hill got quite a bit of work. He's always going to get work, but I believe he might just get more now. We also had Joe Mixon get injured. Now, they're reporting this as a low-grade ankle sprain, and he is being reported as week to week. Now, in redraft, if Mixon can't go, it appears Samaje Perine will be the one that'll benefit the most from Mixon being out. But an interesting, maybe sneaky ad/dynasty ad is Chris Evans. But this also may just lead to Cincinnati throwing the ball more and getting more and more work for those receivers to go to work. There's a very talented group of receivers with Higgins, Boyd, and Jamar Chase. And especially with Higgins hopefully returning this week, they should get a lot more work with Mixon out. But Samaje Perine is the back to add. And the last notable running back injury, he actually played this last week and was not re-injured in the game, Daryl Henderson. He's still dealing with this rib injury that's been bugging him for a few weeks. He did play this last week, looked great. If for some reason it seems like he can't go, Sony Michel will be the one to step up in his place, but I think they're just being cautious with it. Listening on the injury report, still probably bruised a little bit, and hopefully going forward, he'll get a full workload this week. Moving on to the quarterbacks, we had two notable injuries this week. First off, Garoppolo. He went out, which has now been reported as a calf contusion, went out of the game, paving the way for Trey Lance to finally get out there and get some work. Now, Lance looked pretty good out there, made some mistakes, but also had 20 fantasy points, so you can't question that, and basically just a half of work. Now, this one's interesting to me because most of the time, a calf contusion definitely feels like something you can play through. So the skeptic in me feels like the 49ers were looking for a reason. Now, they're going to say we were just being cautious with our starting QB, but this definitely felt to me like, oh, there's something wrong with his calf. Bench him. Let's get Trey Lance out there. Just felt like that excuse to me. Whether that's fair or not, meh, maybe not, but that's what it definitely seemed like to me, because most of the time, calf contusion, you can work through that. Second notable quarterback injury of the week, Teddy Bridgewater is in concussion protocol. Now, I was fairly adamant at the beginning of the year that Drew Lock was the higher upside QB and that Teddy Bridgewater should be on the bench and Drew Lock should be starting games. I'm eating crow now. Teddy Bridgewater led them to 3-0. And was basically everything they wanted in a QB. Now, he's in concussion protocol. We've talked about concussions on the pod before. It's a step-by-step process. You're slowly increasing the activity level every day and seeing if that causes symptoms. If that causes symptoms, you take a step back, reevaluate. If it doesn't cause symptoms, you continue progressing along. So there's always a chance Teddy Bridgewater plays this weekend. We'll just have to wait and see how he progresses through the protocol. Basically, keeping an eye on practice reports and if he's getting full workload at the end of the week. In the meantime, Drew Lock will step in as the QB. I'm hoping he can somewhat redeem me and play well. At this point, I'm not holding my breath for it, and we will just have to wait and see. This is definitely going to be kind of a knock towards the Denver receiving group right now. However, maybe Albert O gets a kind of a bump here as he was college teammates with Drew Lock and they seem to be developing a connection last year. So we'll have to see. Obviously Noah Fant's the tight end one there, but I'm interested to see if Albert O can maybe get a bump in usage here. Moving on to the wide receivers. Will Fuller has once again been injured. I'm not going to get into the fact that the only injury-free year he seemed to have is the one that he was using illegal substances. However, finger fracture, that's kind of a freak thing. They're saying week to week. However, he has been ruled out already going forward. I would think Devontae Parker just sees an uptick. We kind of saw it the first few games of the year. Then Will Fuller came back, and now I just think basically everything's going to continue on as normal for the Dolphins. Hopefully Tua comes back soon because that team needs some help and is struggling mightily. Next, for my Dynasty folks out there, Dyami Brown injured his knee. There has not been a report on what is going on with his knee as of yet. Now, I thought I had him as my wide receiver 5 coming in. Love the kid. Love his game. This definitely sucks. Curtis Samuel's coming back, so he'll kind of probably take over that role, and if not more. And I wouldn't expect much if Dyami does return much this season. However, I'm looking to the future with him, and I would just love to see him make some big splash plays this year and hopefully get a bigger target share going forward. Another big wide receiver injury. DJ Chark, fractured ankle. If you haven't seen it, it was very similar to how Dak fractured his ankle. Someone fell on him, fell on Chark from behind. It wasn't nearly as gruesome as Dak's injury from last year, but a fracture is still a fracture. DJ Chark most likely going to be done for the season. I know he's already been put on IR. I think the big beneficiary here is Laviska Shenault, who I loved coming into this year, was my kind of one of my sleepers on the year. Shenault definitely stepped into a bigger role with Chark out. He hadn't been doing much earlier in the year, the first three games. Chark gets injured, all of a sudden Shenault jumps in usage. So I'm hoping that stays pretty consistent going forward. That'd be awesome and would make a lot of managers happy, especially in dynasty leagues where probably more people have shares of Shenault. Lastly, on the receivers, we have Amari Cooper, who went out early with a hamstring injury over the weekend. However, he came back into the game, caught a touchdown, looked great, and he's still kind of nursing those rib injuries that he had early in the year. So he's probably going to be limited this week. I fully expect him to play. He came back into the game, so I'm not too worried about the hamstring injury. He's been playing through the rib injury, so I'm not too worried about those. If for some reason he is not able to go, Dallas is spreading the ball around, so it's hard to pinpoint where exactly we would see an increase in usage. But if he's out and Gallup stays out, Simi Fehoko has to be one of the wide receivers that's getting out there. We've already seen Cedric Wilson out there. CeeDee Lamb, of course, is going to be out there. I would love to see Simi Fehoko get a run if Cooper is not able to go. However, I fully expect Cooper to be going. Now let's move on to the tight ends. First off, we have Logan Thomas, who went out early in the game with a hamstring injury. They're reporting it as week to week. However, as Eric preaches, hamstring injuries are not something to take lightly. And this very well could turn into something that is bothering Logan Thomas throughout the year. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's just a minor injury and he's back in a week or two. However, in his absence, look for Ricky Seals-Jones. Yes, Ricky Seals-Jones to take his place as the tight end one for the Washington football team. We'll see if Ricky Seals-Jones actually steps into a role. I probably wouldn't roll him out there unless I'm in a tight end premium league or the matchup is just too enticing. However, that is someone to keep on your radar going forward and see if they can step into it. Next, we have Tyler Higbee, who's actually being listed as questionable right now for an ankle injury. Once again, I think the Rams are just being cautious with Higbee as they were with Henderson. Probably nursing a little bit of an ankle injury. They got a short week this week. There's no reason to push someone in practice, possibly injure it further. Take it easy, and we'll see how he looks going forward. If for some reason Higbee can't go, though, look for everyone's favorite rookie tight end, Jacob Harris, to possibly get a more of a run. This would be great for people in Dynasty that have Harris. He's probably picked up. But if not, maybe check your waivers in Dynasty and see if he's there. But Higbee has been getting insane usage. Basically, he's been playing 100% of the snaps. I fully expect him to play 100% of the snaps going forward. And really, they're probably just being overly cautious on the short week with him. Next, we have George Kittle, who's still day-to-day with his calf injury. He played through this injury last Sunday. I fully expect him to play through it once again. I'm sure it's still bothering him some, so they have to list him on the injury report. If, for whatever reason, Kittle can't go, Dwelly is the tight end to own. You saw it last week. He caught a touchdown, which made everyone kind of angry because odds are it didn't help anyone. So Dwelly can play, though. So we'll have to wait and see Kittle's status going forward, but I fully expect Kittle to be out there. Now for a tight end that will not be out there, Rob Gronkowski, who is doubtful for this week. He actually has fractured ribs, which at first they were just being reported as bruised ribs. Then late in the week came out that they were fractured. And I believe I saw somewhere that he actually punctured a lung with them, which is definitely no bueno. You don't like puncturing your lungs, as you probably don't need a medical expert to tell you. However, I'm going to tell you anyway, you need those things to breathe. So puncturing them, not great, not great. So he's doubtful for this week. Based off last week, Cameron Brait was kind of the tight end that got out there, but he really didn't do much. It really was those three receivers, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, that were getting the work. I fully expect them to just spread the ball around to those three receivers and say, haha, stop us. Because right now, I'm not sure who can. And for, I believe, the first time ever, and no one is here to correct me, so we're going to go for it, we have a kicker on the Next Man Up injury podcast. This made the San Francisco game very interesting. Robbie Gould went out very early in this game with a groin strain and could not kick. This meant that the punter was now doing kicking duties. And the poor guy was getting thrown into a bad situation, and unfortunately, he could not make a field goal or an extra point. It was to the point where San Francisco was going for two, and then they got a penalty on them, and so then they were like, oh, crap, well, we'll kick the extra point, and the poor punter just missed it. So while I'm not going to give a next man up in this situation, if you want to play the San Francisco kicker, find out who will be their kicker going forward and use that guy. But it definitely made for an interesting show of it to have the punter trying to perform the kicking duties on Sunday. Now, let's go through some players to watch going forward. These were all players that were either out or limited last week. First off, we have Andy Dalton, the Chicago Bears starting QB, apparently, because if he's healthy, that's who they're going with, according to the coach, which is a bummer for everyone that has Justin Fields. However, Justin Fields hasn't really been doing a whole lot in his starts anyway, so maybe the coach is onto something. Next, we had Dalvin Cook, who played through his ankle injury, but did not look like Dalvin Cook out there. For some reason, he can't go again. Look for Madison. Look for Chase Claypool to return this week. If he can't, Deontay Johnson was getting a bunch of targets last week. We'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen with those Steelers receivers. Unfortunately, Big Ben does not look like Big Ben anymore, and it is going poorly for them. We have Elijah Mitchell, rookie running back for the San Francisco 49ers, who did really well in kind of the spot start he had earlier in the year. Trey Sermon looked pretty decent last week. I'll give credit where credit's due. If you've listened to this long enough, you know that I'm not really a Trey Sermon believer. But hey, you looked good last week. However, I think Elijah Mitchell steps back into his role if he's able to play. We have T. Higgins, who hopefully returns from his shoulder injury, especially now that we think Bengals will have to throw the ball more with Joe Mixon out. Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton, we'll just have to wait and see how their hamstrings responded for the Giants. Sterling Shepard was having a great, great year before that injury. Hopefully he can return. Hopefully he can step right back into his role. Elijah Moore, hopefully returning. He hasn't really done much this year for the Jets. With Jamison Crowder back, he's probably not going to get too much of a run for it. But for dynasty owners, they want to see Elijah Moore out there and at least making some big splash plays, because there was a lot of people that really believed in his talent, including me. And then the Titans receivers, Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Hopefully at least one of these guys can return, because when they were both out, the Titans lost to the Jets. Is that a coincidence? Maybe, maybe not. Definitely did not help their chances of winning that game, though. Well, I believe that does it for all the injuries this week. Hopefully it was pretty decent with me being solo here. Just remember, here at the Next Man Up, we believe in the saying, the best ability is availability. Players can't help you win your fantasy matchups if they are out for the week, so be sure to be keeping an eye on practice reports and game day decisions. In the meantime, shout out to all the Rider Dynasty group. Look out for everything coming out weekly from them. There's some great articles every week. Shout out to John C. Music for the intro and outro music. Once again, I'm Matthew Walters. You can find me at Fantasy Ferret on Twitter. Honestly, feel free to tweet at me. I'm happy to answer any questions. I love it when I get a question on Twitter from someone. So have a good week, everyone, and good luck with your fantasy matchups. Adios.